Welcome to Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman, where we celebrate the joy in just being you. I'm Natasha, your certified sex and intimacy coach and clinical sexologist. Just call me your guide to unlocking pleasure. With years of experience in helping individuals embrace pleasure beyond sex, I'm here to empower you to rediscover the beauty of pleasure in every aspect of life. So settle in, relax, and get ready to savor the wisdom and insights we're about to drop. This is your space to be present, learn, and enjoy the show. Hey, hey, hey. Welcome to another episode of Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman. I am so excited to have you here for a topic that is near and dear to me and something that I include in just about every conversation that I have with the people that I work with. If you are new here, welcome to all things pleasure and intimacy and connecting to yourself. Yes, for you showing up here. I hope that you go to some past episodes and some past seasons so that you can get some gems. Everything is going to give you actionable steps to start change today. And for those that have been rocking with me since season one, I see y'all. I see y'all taking this ride with me. Yes. So what if I told, I'm sorry if that was kind of loud. I got excited. I recognize that that could have been pretty loud. What if I told you that by tapping into your senses, I'm talking about your sight, your sound, your touch, taste, and smell, that you are going to be able to unlock a deeper connection with yourself and with everything around you? Yes. Today we are going to talk about, I feel like it's a topic that's not touched on a lot. And when you hear the word, it has mixed feeling because you don't really know what it means. We're going to talk about sensuality. But before we get to that, of course, you know that I want to invite you to my virtual monthly meeting, Cocoa and Champagne, which is a judgment-free sisterhood focused on desire, not status. This is a meeting that is not talking about what you do and how much you make and networking. We are really getting to the nitty-gritty of what you truly want, what your heart and your body desires, being supported and witnessed in that, and coming up with plans so that you can be able to get that. So definitely secure your spot for our March meeting. The link is in the show notes. And we also have one more She's the One, which is a segment that I'm introducing this month because it's Women's History Month. And I feel like we need to be talking about some of these people that have created a huge impression on me when it comes to working with pleasure, intimacy, self-care, not just for myself, but for my clients. Our She's the One for Women's History Month this episode is the late, great Bell Hooks and her revolutionary book, All About Love. It took me a couple times to read this book to really sink in, and I probably need to read it a couple times more, but it has a wonderful space in my heart because love isn't what we think it is. So as one of our most treasured feminist scholars, Bell Hooks unpacked how society's commercialized idea of love often perpetuates harm, especially towards us as Black women. She wrote that to truly transform society, we must rediscover what love means beyond shallow romance or ownership. We must reclaim love as an intentional force that heals wounds and nurtures spiritual growth. Through her timeless wisdom on the page and in the classroom, Bell Hooks guided generations of Black women in recognizing our worthiness of love while cultivating our capacity to love fearlessly, our communities, our partners, and most importantly, ourselves. Though she has passed, Bell Hooks' call for inclusive, compassionate love leaves a powerful legacy. We honor Bell this Women's History Month for promoting spiritual wellness and health attachments as integral to Black women's holistic care. So I will definitely drop that book in the show notes. You should check it out and we should have a conversation about it. Now let's get into this juicy topic. For you, when do you feel like was the last time you truly enjoyed a moment allowed yourself to be fully immersed in your senses and the sensations that come with that. So maybe it was for me, when I drink tea, especially mint tea, the sensation of when it touches my lips and it touches my tongue and following the flow of the heat and the minty sensation as it goes down my throat. I can feel it when it pours into my chest and drops down into my stomach. Yes, I follow a sip all the way down to my stomach. Or when we're outside and the warmth of the sun hits your skin and you can feel like the tinge on your cheek. Even the smell of someone whose cologne or perfume is just delicious. These are immersive experiences into your senses. Whatever it is, these moments of playing in your senses and allowing them to be awakened helps with grounding you, helps with keeping you in the present moment and from going to the past and all the things that used to be and going into the future, all the things that you don't know are going to happen. And that's why we're going to talk about sensuality today. We're going to learn about it. We're going to try to figure out how to do more of it and recognize that sensuality is so much more than sex. I know people, when they hear sensuality, they automatically, just like when they hear pleasure, their mind goes to sex, but there's so much more to it, and you can experience being a sensual person and it never have anything to do with sex. Now, y'all know I'm a definition girly, and we're going to start with the definition of sensuality. Sensuality really encompasses the full experience of those five senses that you engage in on a day-to-day basis: your sight, your sound, your touch, your taste, and your smell. It involves a heightened awareness and appreciation for everything around you, as well as the sensations and pleasure that are derived from your day-to-day experiences in the world. Sensuality goes beyond just physical, like I can touch it, tangible pleasure. It's going to lead to a deep connection with your body, with your emotions and your surroundings, which allows you to fully immerse yourself in the richness of your present moment. This is why I always say the way to really enjoy life is you have to know yourself. You have to be connected to yourself, because when you are connected to your physical self, like your inner self, and not so much in your head, you will recognize that you have not been experiencing life. Life has not been lifing for you the way that it could be. What I want for you when it comes to your sensuality is I don't want you to just be existing. Remember, we talked about what one of my words for 2024 was thriving. I don't want you to just exist, and I don't want you to just be living a day-to-day life in autopilot. I want you to learn to engage with the world and experience simple moments and find the joy in the basic foundations of your senses. Like everywhere that you go, they're there. But are you actually paying attention to them? Now, let's explore the connections between your sensuality, yes, the mindfulness, I'm bringing it up again, and your overall life satisfaction. So there's presence and awareness. Sensuality and mindfulness, those two are closely intertwined because they both include a heightened presence and awareness in the moment. So when you're engaging in your senses and you're paying attention to it, it's allowing you to really be in that situation with more clarity and more depth, right? So you're going to foster a sense of grounding. You're going to feel connected. You're going to have limited stress and anxiety, which we know is going to help you enjoy this life. Now, when we talk about stress reduction and relaxation, sensuality is a powerful tool for stress reduction, honestly. When you engage in sensory experiences intentionally, such as when you're taking a bath or when you're eating something that tastes really, really good, or you're listening to music that is like tickling your ear and you feel it in your brain and through your body, you're activating your body's relaxation response. You're promoting your own feelings of calmness and tranquility. By including this in your regular practice, by your day-to-day techniques, putting this in your wonderful handy-dandy toolbox, you will always have a way to reduce your stress. You'll always be able to improve your mood. And isn't that what we want? I think sometimes we believe that a lot of things that are going to make us feel better is not of us, that it's because someone else did it for us, or there are people or things that we have to have. Everything that you need to thoroughly enjoy this life is inside of you. When you actively seek opportunities to explore your pleasures, you open up yourself to a different world. I promise you, you do. You open yourself up to experiencing colors different, textures different, flavors from meals, things that you just do on a day-to-day basis. And it's become autopilot. You smell things all day, but do you smell? You hear things all day, but do you hear? I know you're like, Natasha, what? But like, I'm trying to make this make sense for you. Our five senses, like I said, we go with them. They go with us everywhere we are, but we take advantage of them. And we just assume that every day we wake up that they're going to work. But what if they didn't? What if one day you woke up and your hearing didn't work? That's when you would recognize, damn, like I can't hear the birds. I can't hear what it sounds like when the barbecue is crackling. I can't hear my kids talking to me. Imagine not having one of your senses and thinking, I did not experience it the way that I could have. That would suck, right? So that's why I'm taking you down this journey. Because when you leave this episode, I promise you, you're going to pay more attention to those five senses. Let's really figure out how we can hone in on these senses and heighten our awareness so that we don't feel like we're taking advantage of them. So we're going to start with our sight. Sight is often considered the dominant sense, and it's going to shape our perception of the world. Whether we're looking at mountains, whether we're looking at snow. Right now, I'm looking outside of my window. Our visual experience is rich with detail and meaning, even if we don't pay attention. Right? Like our fast-paced lives lead to us overlooking everything that is beautiful. Now, when we intentionally gauge with sight, we can cultivate gratitude and presence in the moment. So here are some things. Three, because y'all know that's my perfect number. That just seems to be like the go-to to not overwhelm you or myself. Some exercises, mindful observation. So in your day today, take a few minutes to observe your surroundings with not the eyes that you have right now, but let's pretend we have a fresh set of eyes. Notice the play of light. Notice the shadows around you, notice colors, and just the intricate details of things around you. Those walks, we've been talking about nature walks in the last couple of episodes. Spend time in nature and look at it. Look at the trees. Look at the sap that goes down the trees. The ants that are constantly going 10 by 10 up and down the tree. Or a blade of grass, or what the squirrel looks like hopping around looking for an acorn. Allow yourself to be present in those moments. And photography meditation. Use photography as a tool for your mindfulness. Now, I've been doing research for y'all, and this was new for me as well. Capture images that inspire you and reflect on the beauty of each one of them. Why does it inspire you? Not just the picture, but the colors, the light, the perspective. Why is this enhancing to you? Why do you like it? Go down why five times and see what different answers you come up with. So that's how we're going to hone in and become more aware of our sight. Sound. Sound has the power to bring in lots of emotion. It brings emotion, it triggers memories, and it also creates this sense of connection. There's sound always going on. Right now, I can hear my computer's getting hot and it's doing its roar that it's doing. I have the heater on. I can hear me. There's a bird outside. There's sounds always going on. And when you're intentional about your sound and your hearing, again, y'all know you can cultivate a more deeper appreciation for yourself and your surroundings. So how are we going to be intentional about our sound? Sound meditation. I love me a good sound bath session. I do. It's never the same. It never feels the same. And it's not just, I know we're talking about sound, but for me, that experience is so deeper than sound. I feel it in all five of my senses. But for you who may be newer to sound meditation, and we did an episode with Amber, we talked all about sound. Find a quiet space and close your eyes. And focus on the sounds around you, both near and far. Notice any nuances of each sound, any gentle rustling, traffic, leaves, people talking. Allow yourself to be in your ear. There's also music appreciation. Listen to your favorite music with intention, not just the boom, 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 but pay attention to the lyrics, the melodies, the rhythms, the different instruments. Allow yourself to be moved in the music. This is active listening. And when you engage in active listening, the music can take you to like a completely different experience. I will say when I did a dance showcase, and one of the things that they talked about with music was pay attention to the words. Dance to the words. What is the song talking about? And I'm bad for not knowing words or what's going on. There's few songs where I know the words all the way through. But that helped bring emotion to my dance. And also the boom. Hearing music from a huge sound system. Like if you were to go to the club. I know some of us probably don't club anymore, but you remember going to the club and feeling the boom, 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 like in your body, hearing songs played. It just doesn't sound the same on the radio or in your stereo as it does when you go to these big places with the booming. So immerse yourself in more experiences with music. And then silence practice. Embrace moments of silence throughout your day. Turn off distractions, turn off your phones, your computers, and be silent. Notice the peace, notice any clarity, notice how you feel when there is no noise. I used to do this driving home from work when I was in corporate and I would be in traffic. There are some days I would ride home or ride to work without the radio on just to let my mind go. And I know it can be scary because you don't want to know what's going on up there, but just try it and see how you feel. Next, we're going to go to touch. Touch is very fundamental to the human experience. It helps us with communication, it helps us with connection, and it helps us with pleasure. Whether it's hugging somebody, whether it's touching somebody on the hand, whether it's touching your clothes that you have on, it's a direct and immediate connection to the world around us. Kids are constantly touching stuff. Stop touching that. Don't mess with that. Leave it alone. Put it down. But that's how we cultivate an awareness of our world. And how we can also deepen a relationship with it. So here's some exercises to really hone in on touch. Sensory exploration. Take time to explore different textures with your hands, just like you would do with kids. See how we go back to like the childlike ways of experiencing the world? Engage in gardening, pottery, tactile art projects that are going to allow you to interact with different types of materials, and notice what you feel with those things. Are they warm? Are they cool? Are they rough? Are they smooth? Pay attention to those types of things. I love gardening because I like putting my hand in the dirt. And actually, sensory exploration is something that I give my couples that are trying to rebuild intimacy within themselves, because this is something that you can do that doesn't, like, it could lead to sex, but it doesn't have to, but it creates intimacy. It creates intimacy and it allows you to communicate to your partner what you do and don't like. So take that into consideration. Self-massage. Treat yourself to a self-massage session. I know a lot of us are like, girl, I'm just going to go get a massage. But giving yourself a self-massage creates a deeper connection for you. And it's really simple. You just gentle pressure and circular motions on your hands, on your feet, anywhere else on your body, and just pay attention to your body relax under your own touch and what it feels like to touch on yourself. Now, we're going to talk about touching on yourself, but we're not going to do that this episode. We're not going to go there. We're going to stick to the journey that we've started. Mindful hug. Embrace someone that you love with a mindful hug, not just the church hug, but focus on the sensation of their warmth, their breath, their heartbeat. Allow yourself to be fully present in the moment with connecting with someone so that you can increase the intimacy and comfort of that hug. Taste. One of my favorites, because I like to eat. Taste is a sensory delight, and it allows us to savor flavors and textures of food that we consume. So maybe it's a sweet piece of pineapple. Maybe it's something that is more bold, like barbecue sauce. Either way, your sense of taste is a gateway to pleasure and nourishment. And by approaching eating intentionally, you're going to deepen your appreciation for culinary experiences. Now, I know a lot of you, if you're like me, used to, like, especially during lunch, shove food down your face. Or if you're eating in the car, shove food down your face. So I've gotten to the habit of, I don't want to eat in my car anymore. If I'm going to go eat somewhere, I'm going to get out, I'm going to go sit down, and I'm going to chew my food, and I'm going to watch the people, and I'm just going to enjoy it, because it's hard to enjoy it when you're working, when you're driving, when you're talking. Just enjoy your meal. Mindful eating. Slow down. Chew. Enjoy each bite of your meal. Pay attention to the flavors, the textures, the spices. What does it feel like in your mouth? Notice how different foods they affect your mood or energy levels. Engage every sense when you're eating. How it smells, what it sounds like when you bite into an apple. This could be a whole body experience. See how just by focusing in on your senses, you could change even the way you eat? Flavor exploration. This is something that I share with clients who are trying to figure out what they like. So one of the things people come to me and they're like, I want things to change. I'm like, okay, well, what do you want? Well, I don't know what I want. How do I figure out what I want? And I take them through this exploration of their senses, and we do flavor exploration. So experimenting with new flavors, new ingredients in their food, visiting different farmers markets, going to specialty stores, eating things that they haven't eaten before, spices, herbs. Allow yourself to be curious and adventurous in your foods. Now me, I'm childish. I eat the same thing over and over again, but I have gotten better with adding different things to my palate. Will I ever eat it again? I don't know, but I want to have the experience to say yes or no, I like something or not, especially when there are foods that are not of like my world or my, let's say, the US. Gratitude ritual. Cultivate a gratitude ritual for the nourishment being provided by your food. Now that could be a prayer, that can be grace, but at some point, there should be an expression of thanks for the food that you're about to eat, for the hands and the labor that was put into producing it, and the interconnectedness of all the things and all the people involved for you to have that moment to eat. This practice is going to help you really enjoy the meal and have a connection to the community of people that ended up bringing each piece of that food to you. Last, we have smell. Smell is also another one of those senses that's going to bring you memories. It's going to cultivate emotions, and it's going to help with your perception of the world. From smells like lemon, flowers, our olfactory experience is rich with diversity and complexity, because there are some smells we cannot help but smell whether we want to or not. And by being intentional with your smell, again, you're going to build a deeper connection with everything around you. So a few practical exercises for your smell aromatherapy. There are so many therapeutic benefits of aromatherapy, using essential oils to calm you, uplift you, get you going. I love lavender, I love bergamot, amber, peppermint, spearmint, sweet orange. I could go on and on about the different essential oils that I like and when I use them. Now, for you, you'll have to experiment with each scent to see what's going to make you feel better. I know for me, lavender relaxes me. Peppermint kind of, it invigorates my mind and gets me going and wakes me up. And then citrus, like the sweet orange, it just revitalizes me. So just do a smell, get a diffuser, maybe you get a roll on, and just notice how each scent affects your mood and start incorporating that into your day-to-day routine. You can also do a scent walk. Take a leisure walk outside and pay attention to what you smell. What's in the air? Do you smell soil? Oh, one thing that I love is when I can smell the rain coming. It is something about smelling wet in the air, the actual rain. I love it. It makes it so weird. But I know that the other people like it too. So when I'm outside doing something and I can smell the rain coming, it just makes me so excited, especially in the spring and the summertime. But just pay attention to the flowers and the trees and allow yourself to be delighted in the smell of nature. And a memory journal. Another reason for you to get a beautiful journal, because we always need new journals. Create a memory journal to capture the scents that give some sense of powerful emotion. So if you smell something and it reminds you of like your grandmother, or it reminds you of your childhood, more so a positive experience than a negative experience and emotion. And then you'll have a book full of significant moments in your life that are associated with scent. So if there's someone that you want to remember, you can always go to your book and say, okay, this particular perfume reminds me of my grandmother, or it reminds me of my mom cooking. Use that to remember your life and to cultivate up those old memories as years go by. Now, what are some tips for incorporating sensual experiences in your day-to-day routine? So remember, what I want to do is help you create a day-to-day life that adds more pleasure, that adds more sensuality, not just something that you do on the weekend, not just something that you do when you're on vacation. I want your day-to-day experience to be enhanced. We can start with mindful morning rituals. So start your day with sensory experiences by incorporating things like gentle stretching. I like to do yin yoga to kind of stretch out my body. Then going to go get some tea. Some of y'all may be coffee drinkers. I am not. Don't rush through that. Let that be however long it needs to be for you to enjoy your coffee or tea. And then just stare out the window. Like, I'm always staring out the back window of my house. Just stare out the window, look at what's going on. That's how I caught the fox in the back. I didn't know what that. I had never seen a fox in real life. And I just happened to be looking out the window. Something didn't look right. And then it started moving. You never know what you'll see when you're looking out the window. Sensory mealtime. Engage all of your senses like we talked about when you're eating, from what the plate looks like, the placing of the food, how beautiful the placemats are. If there are flowers, do you need some candles, ambient lighting? Pay attention to that. And if you like it, add it to the experience. Take time to appreciate the smells, the textures of your food, and actually chew your food. Don't just one, two, swallow. Chew slowly. Pay attention to the flavors, the sensations in your mouth, and actually chewing your food is better for your digestion. And then incorporate an evening wind down into your routine. So some type of calming evening practice to bring you from the busyness of the day to telling yourself, your mind, your body, we're going to go ahead and bring it down. So maybe you dim the lights, light your candles, or an incense. I have an incense burning right now. Maybe it's a bath or a shower. One of my coaches put me on to taking a shower, first of all, in the middle of the day, just because a bath or a shower in the middle of the day, but also showering by candlelight. When I tell you, it changes the vibe, something serious, and it's so small, but it makes it such a sensual experience. Adding these into like your day routine, make sure that it gets in, but it also makes sure that you're present, you're paying attention, even in the hustle and bustle of your day-to-day life. Now, before we wrap it up, I do want to discuss maybe some barriers and blocks that you'll come upon when you're experiencing sensuality throughout your life and exploring your senses. So again, we come back to our friends, shame and guilt. There are some people, and this might be you, that feels ashamed or guilty about embracing your sensuality because of whether it be societal norms or past experiences that have put their stigma on what pleasure and sensory enjoyment should be. There also may be some cultural or religious beliefs that you have about sensual experiences that could be considered sinful or it's inappropriate. And then that leads you to feeling shame and guilt about what we've talked about. Last but not least, some personal insecurities when it comes to shame and guilt, whether it's your body image, whether it's insecurities or traumas that you have from intimacy or past relationships, that could bring up a lot of shame and guilt as you go through your sensuality journey. Then there are societal taboos. Society often puts these really strict norms and expectations on sensuality, which can suppress how you explore your desires and preferences freely in the world. So there might be some societal taboos around sensual expression, like nudity, sexuality, and indulging in sensory pleasures like food or touch. Prime example, my son, when he eats, he moans when he eats. My little one, and it's so loud and I'm still not used to it. It kind of like, I like quiet, calm eating. And so him, I'm talking about the, he does that. And I'm just like, he doesn't recognize that he's doing it. And if you don't know him, when you cook for him and he does it, it's like a boost of like, oh shit, I did that thing with the meal. Listen to how he eats it. But we've been listening to it for so long. So I just have to remove myself sometimes because it's a lot. Like, I just want to be like, be quiet. But I understand he is really enjoying it. So when we talk about the indulgence of food or things like that, some people could find that inappropriate if he was to do it in public. And then we have the gender stereotypes and cultural biases about who should be allowed to express their sensuality. Okay, so I know most of my listeners are Black women, but men should be allowed to embrace their sensuality because it's really just having sensual experiences and we shouldn't be embarrassed about that. Then we have the fear of vulnerability. When you start embracing sensuality, it requires you to be vulnerable and open. You gotta be open to experience these pleasures. And that can be intimidating for a lot of people. There's also a fear of rejection or judgment from other people who aren't really well-versed in experience and expressing their desires and needs. So take that into consideration, as well as past experiences of betrayal, heartbreak, or emotional pain. That can create barriers when it comes to trusting others and trusting yourself as you go through this journey. But just like I bring you the barriers and the blocks, I'm gonna bring you tips to overcome them. And it's always gonna go back to self-compassion and acceptance. Practice self-compassion and accepting and validating your feelings. Acknowledge that you have the shame, the guilt, and the insecurity, but give yourself compassion. Talk nice to yourself. Remind yourself that pleasure is natural. It's natural, it's healthy, and it's necessary for you to be connected to your senses. And you deserve to embrace and enjoy sensual desire without judging yourself or anyone else judging you. Engage in self-care activities that's going to help you feel more self-love and acceptance of yourself. So that's going to be your meditation, your journaling, and getting support from the support systems that you trust, whether it's friends, therapists. Start creating that community now. Another way to overcome those barriers and blocks is just educate yourself and explore. Educate yourself about the diversity of human sexuality, sensuality, the norms and taboos that are leading to your shame and guilt. Explore different forms of sensual expression. So maybe it's erotic books, art, sensual rituals, so that you're starting to expand your understanding of what pleasure and sensuality means. And then surround yourself with people who do the same, who enjoy it as well. It's hard to do these things by yourself when you don't know what you don't know. And if people aren't there yet, they're looking at you crazy. So build a community or some individuals who embrace and celebrate sensuality like you're doing it. And then some mentors, role models who are gonna help show you what it looks like to embody sensual authenticity. I always struggle with that word. And then, you know, my favorite, boundaries. You need to practice that clear and open communication of your boundaries with others and with yourself when it comes to what your sensual desires are and what you need. When you start creating those healthy boundaries, which we talked about, it makes it easier for you to tell people back up. This is what I want, and I want you to respect what I want and what I like. And seek consent and mutual agreement in all sensual encounters. Make sure you are doing something that you're doing because you want to, not because someone told you, because I want you to prioritize your safety and your emotional well-being when you're doing this exploration, okay? So this was a long episode, longer than usual, but it was a really good episode because I love living my life through my senses. That is something that I pride myself in my journey, and something that I give to my clients is don't live life through your mind all the time. Your mind is a liar. Your body and your senses tell you the truth. So some things that I want you to take into consideration as we wrap up this particular episode is mindful engagement. Think about those boundaries, the barriers that we talked about that could make it hard for you to have these experiences, and the tips that it's going to take for you to get over those hurdles. And just start cultivating these sensual experiences. We talked about a lot of tips, and I've given a lot of suggestions for you to start incorporating your five senses with you on a day-to-day. So start figuring out one little thing that you can do and do it for the next couple days. Once it's incorporated into your routine, add something else. Okay, this isn't a race. This isn't a sprint. We are just going day by day while we live, enhancing our experiences. I invite you to really prioritize your sensuality and embrace a life lived through your five senses. This world is going to continue to tell you that you have to be busy, and it's going to continue to find ways to distract you. I want you to get into the habit of pausing, tuning in, and experiencing your senses. Now, a book that helped me do this was Gretchen Rubin's book, Life in Five Senses. In this book, she literally goes chapter by chapter of how she spent 365 days experiencing each one of her senses and how it helped with her well-being and her happiness. So whether you're seeking inspiration to awaken your senses, whether you're trying to overcome your barriers to sensuality, or you're just learning what it means to see the day-to-day beauty, Life in Five Senses is going to help you, it's going to guide you, and it's going to inspire you. And I will definitely put that book in the show notes. When you embrace your sensuality, it's gonna make you curious, it's gonna give you courage, and it's going to give you compassion. You are going to unlock, I promise you, a world like no other. Okay, so embrace the richness of all of your experiences and celebrate the beauty of embodied living. Yay! Thank you so much for listening to this episode. Now, I want you to make these ideas that I've given you and these tips that I've given you a reality and prioritize the pleasure that you deserve. Please rate, review, and share so that more Black women can discover this community and start experiencing life from a place of pleasure. I appreciate you being on this journey with me to greater satisfaction as Black women. Until next time, bye.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman. And I hope today's conversation has inspired you to embrace pleasure in all aspects of your life. Remember, your voice matters in this journey. Share your thoughts and experiences by leaving a review and stay connected with our community by joining our email list. The link is in the show notes. Together, we're redefining what it means to savor life and celebrate the joy in just being you. Until next time, keep prioritizing your pleasure because you are deserving. Take care and stay tuned for more empowering discussions. Bye.